thank you for joining us. Let's take a look at par frozen desserts, such as sorbet, water ices, twin pops, and so forth. These products' manufacture follows the same basic route as ice cream. A base is first made, consisting of water, sweetener, and often stabilizers and emulsifiers. The base is then usually pasteurized, homogenized, and cooled, after which flavors, colors, and fruit purees may be added. Subsequently, the product is partially frozen, filled, or molded, after which it is completely hardened. Many sorbets, water ices, and ice pops are actually dairy certified due to the presence of flavors or stabilizers that contain dairy components, or as a result of these products being pasteurized on dairy equipment that was not koshered beforehand. The consumer must always check the label's kosher symbol to assure PARV status. The remainder of our discussion will address truly PARV certified products. In nearly all cases, sorbets and non-dairy frozen desserts are manufactured in ice cream plants. They share common pasteurization equipment with ice cream, and koshering is therefore necessary to certify anything in these facilities as PARV, as non-dairy. How is this dealt with by kosher agencies? The only equipment that needs direct koshering is normally the pasteurization line, meaning the balance tank, where the product enters the system and its volume and its flow are regulated, as well as the pasteurizer and the homogenizer. The balance tank, pasteurizer, and homogenizer are usually linked together, and therefore kosherization, as we say industrially, or koshering, is done to the entire system. There's no need to kosher the pasteurizer separately and the homogenizer separately and so forth. The entire set of equipment is koshered in one process. In Hashkacha Tamidis, full-time supervision operations, the Mashgiach personally supervises all koshering. So long as the Mashgiach understands exactly what he has to supervise, according to the directives of his kosher agency's office, it's simple enough. However, in Yotzi V'Nichnas plants in which the Mashgiach is not there at all times to supervise, koshering may be accomplished by working with the plant's own sanitization system. This system, referred to as a CIP, cleaning in place system, pertains to the frequent automated self-cleaning routine performed on all equipment, usually between every production campaign, as well as on a daily or nightly basis. A standard cleaning in place, a standard CIP procedure, consists of several steps. There is a hot acid solution wash, a hot caustic solution wash, as well as a freshwater wash. Each of these steps may be performed repeatedly as part of every CIP, depending upon the plant's requirements. Ideally, a Yotzei V'Nichnas Hashkacha system would rely on a CIP system to kosher the equipment. All plants have built-in temperature recording devices that generate automated diagrams called Taylor charts, and these diagrams enable the plant's staff, as well as government inspectors, to verify the temperatures attained at each CIP. These charts should be able to be relied upon by a Mashgiach as well. Parenthetically, the reason that the plant and government need to track CIP temperatures is to assure that the equipment is cleaned properly for reasons of product safety. If equipment is not properly sanitized, harmful bacteria can build up. The problem in terms of koshering is that most CIP systems clean equipment at 160 to 180 degrees Fahrenheit, which is far below the required temperature for koshering with Hagalah, which means with boiling water. When this is the case, a koshering agency often insists on Hashkacha Tamidis for all koshering because the CIP is not performing a koshering. It's operating at sub-koshering temperatures. Alternatively, if the CIP system can be reprogrammed to always sanitize at Hagalah, at koshering temperatures, it can be accepted as such once it is rigged this way by the plant's engineers and is then subject to a careful evaluation by a senior koshering expert who can verify that there is no way to perform a CIP at sub-koshering temperatures, thus assuring that any future CIP will constitute a koshering. There is another significant aspect of koshering that is easy to miss. Pasteurization is usually performed by product passing through what's called a heat exchanger. This is equipment where heat is rapidly transferred to and away from the product at great volumes. Heat exchangers in ice cream plants normally operate via what's called heating water, which is contained on the other side of the equipment's internal wall that the product contacts, so that the heating water's heat passes through the wall into the product and rapidly heats or pasteurizes the product. Since the halacha is that tastes of non-kosher or dairy materials may penetrate a wall which has kosher or par product on the other side, the kosherness of the heating water becomes an issue, as the heating water has possibly absorbed taste from previous ice cream production through the heat exchanger's internal wall. In other words, the taste of the ice cream traveled through the heat exchanger's wall into the heating water, and the heating water now is being used to heat parv product, thereby possibly passing its dairy taste from ice cream back into the parv product. To address this matter, kosher agencies insist that new heating water be used for parv production, or that the heating water already in the equipment be pugum, be embittered with caustic chemicals, prior to parv production. Verification that embitterment is properly done may be difficult without the mashgiach personally sampling the heating water, because heat exchangers do not have any automated recording devices to indicate when the heating water is embittered or when it's evacuated. Therefore, there's no easy way to assure that embittering chemicals are present or that the water has been evacuated without the mashgiach being there for this purpose. There is yet another challenge to koshering ice cream plants for parv production. This challenge applies to most koshering situations, even those done with a mashgiach tamidi present. Halacha stipulates that hagala, koshering through boiling water, cannot be done unless the equipment to be koshered is what's called eino ben yomo. It's unused for hot foods in the 24-hour period prior to koshering. Most dairy factories operate every day, meaning that there is no 24-hour down period when the plant is shut for its equipment to achieve eino ben yomo, 24-hour downtime, status. Many kosher agencies adopt the position that embittering the equipment with a caustic solution at boiling temperatures is the equivalent of attaining eino ben yomo status, because the caustic solution, just like downtime of 24 hours, damages any tastes absorbed in the equipment and therefore enables hagala. Some kosher agencies, however, do not accept this approach, and they will only certify parv products at plants that they can assure have been down for 24 hours prior to koshering. These plants usually shut down on Sundays, and again, they are in the vast minority of dairy plants today. This concludes our discussion about non-frozen dairy desserts. Thanks so much for tuning in, and have a great day.